Well, I guess you've been patient enough. That's right. Time to finally find out what happened to the boys after we left you hanging last season. That is, what happened to them if they was really real and not contrived by some moderately creative journeyman behind a computer screen. Hope we don't let you down. Actually, you're supposed to sit here. I'm gonna need some coffee real soon. Actually, kinda surprised that nerd hasn't installed some sort of coffee-making device in this truck here. They got a cooler full of Mountain Dew. Of course, I can't start the day without my cream of wheat. Huh, I wonder who that could be. Let's see. Guess I better answer it. Says there's no caller ID. Must be some salesperson. Ooh, or collections agent. They ain't gonna get me today. No sorry. Oh, for crying out loud. Give it a rest. I swear, the next time, they're gonna get a piece of mind. Now listen here, I done told you parasites the last time.
Johnny, it's me, Cowboy.
Oh, yeah. What is it? How'd you do? They turn you into a frog yet?
No, I found Mullet's belt and his cell phone. I can't get into the church basement yet to see if he's there, but I'm gonna try to pick the lock on the cellar door.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, cause a distraction and draw the attention of the gypsies. Hog the horn or something.
Oh, I think I can do a lot better than that.
Don't do anything crazy.
I ain't making any promises. Here we go. I hope this old girl can handle some off-roading. Woo-wee! Here I come, you dang hippies. Watch out. Oops. Hope you didn't need that. That's gonna leave a mark. Shoot! The things you see when you leave your shotgun at home. Oh, wait. I just happen to have mine with me. That's right, you do-nothings. Run for the hills! Yee-haw! What in tarnation was that? Well, I sure as ain't ever seen that before. So that's how it's gonna be. Guess I should put my seatbelt on then. Whoa! Hello?
Hang on, we're coming!
Getting kinda tight in here, boys. Did I mention I got a thing about heights?
We see you, just hold on to something.
I'm getting too old for this.
Are you okay?
I think so. Except for maybe my hip. And my other hip. And probably my back. But otherwise, okay.
Stay put. We'll be right back for you.
I ain't going nowhere. Did you find a red mullet?
Yeah, he's still out of it. But I think he's coming around.
What's going on out there? It's like the woods is rising up against us.
It's that gypsy witch. She calls herself Bazingara. She's got some sort of power over the elements.
Well, that ain't good. Can you hit her in the head with something?
No, I haven't I haven't been able to get close enough.
Sounds like you need my help again.
No, you just lie still. You've done enough. We'll get you to the hospital as soon as...
Come on! Oh, I'm a nitty. What is that red mullet fool? Mullet! Oh, there he is. Hey, what are you wandering around here for? Get in there and fight. Hey, you hear me? Snap out of it. Mullet, your sidekick's getting the handed to him. Do something.
I'm okay.
Hey, you hear what I'm saying? We're all gonna die out here if you don't snap out of it. Stupid hypno mumbo jumbo. I get my hands on that zingo dingo. I just need something to throw. What's this? Roll of duct tape. Just what the doctor ordered. Red mullet, catch! Bullseye! Right in the ear hole. Now stand up, you pansy. You got work to do.
Hey, Sparrow. Hey, raise the hand, Daisy. I'm coming for you.
Oh, that's more like it. I think I'm gonna take a little nap now, or just pass out from the pain.
All right, I think I got him. CB, might have to cut his seatbelt off.
Yeah, I got it.
Can you get his leg there? It's wedged in.
Yep.
Okay, all right, easy now. There we go. Let's get him into this Pinto over here. Looks the least damaged of all of them.
Well, what should we do about the truck?
Well, we'll have to come back for it with tow truck and weed eater. Maybe Cougar can help us.
Okay, I'll just get this keys and this equipment. Hey! Looks like it was still recording. Anything you want to say to the fans of the podcast?
Really? Right now? Well, okay, I guess. Thanks, folks, for tuning in. Seems we had a little adventure on our hands here. We'll get Lonnie taken care of and then fill y'all in on the details when we get back to HQ. Stick around.
My name's Clarence Eugene Garofalo. Folks call me Cougar. If you need a tow anytime, day or night, you just give old Cougar a call. You got junk cars or scrap metal you don't want, we'll come pick it up for free. If you change your mind and decide you do want it, you can come buy it back from me for a competitive price. If you just want to visit, you can do that for no charge at all. But just to let you know, we ain't liable if you get tetanus or if you get mauled by our junkyard dog Rufus. Or if you accidentally fall into the compactor and end up bailed into a cube of compressed garbage. Cougar's Towing and Scrap, right off the interstate behind the landfill and next to the water treatment plant.
All right, we're back. A little worse for wear, but all in one piece, thankfully. Pawpaw Lonnie's gonna be fine after a while. They got him patched up and in a cast that looks like a huge diaper, so he's mad as a hornet right now, but he says the pain meds is pretty good. Cowboy is right bruised up, but I think he's going to stay away from the woods for a bit. Otherwise, things are getting back to normal. Y'all are probably wondering what happened out there. I'm a little fuzzy on the details myself. Seems that cult of traveling gypsies was led by the hypnotist woman who called herself Bazingara. Apparently, she needed them ancient artifacts to conjure up some sort of mystical power over the elements. This is how she was able to control the trees and vines and roots and such. Pretty impressive if you ask me. And speaking of asking me, you ever said that I'd wind up being her zombie gopher puppet, I'd have told you that you was out of your gourd. Nonetheless, that's what happened. She somehow put me under a spell that had me doing her bidding whenever I go to sleep. I guess she figured she could take advantage of my finely honed skills to break into places and steal stuff for her. Without my own knowledge. TB says it's called somnambulism. I don't reckon I ever felt so violated. When she finally had what she wanted, she called me back to that cellar and locked me up, hoping I wouldn't interfere. Boy, did she underestimate my sidekick. Of course, he says Pawpaw had to give him a pep talk, but I think he would have figured it out anyway, especially when the trees would have come walking down the streets of town, smashing everything in their way. I was still sleepwalking when he pulled me out of that church basement. It wasn't until Lonnie hit me in the head with that roll of duct tape that I came to. It took me a second to pull myself up off the ground and assess the situation. Then it was into the fray. Ba Zingara had CB wrapped up in some kudzu and was whipping him around like a rag doll. I hollered at her and charged in. She knocked a big old oak tree down in front of me, but I climbed over it and launched myself right at her. I didn't see the patch of stinging nettles that reached up and snagged my foot, but I sure felt them when they tried to choke me out. That witch tried to put me under her spell again, but there weren't no use for it. I closed my eyes and pulled against them briars as hard as I could. I guess her powers didn't work on them plants once they was uprooted, because as soon as I felt them tear loose, I could breathe again. While her focus was on me, CB managed to work himself free of the kudzu and put his power udder to good use. Apparently, he keeps some sort of acid in one of them teats, so he started blazing and clearing all around, killing anything that was green and moving. When she finally noticed, she was furious. Quickly covered him in a thick blanket of Spanish moss. I tried to take her down again, but she tangled my feet up with some privet hedge and hit me in the face with a blackberry bush. Things was looking bad. Real bad. I ain't seen power quite like this sorceress had. Then I remember something my mama used to do when she'd grow a garden or tend her flowers. She'd sing. She always said that plants like music and it helped them grow. I was about out of ideas, so you know what? I gave it a go. Now, I ain't saying that I got the prettiest singing voice in town, but they did ask me to join the chapel choir one time. Anyhow, I starts out humming a tune I remembered from my childhood. Nothing too melodious, but something I could carry in a bucket. Immediately, I felt the vines around me ease a bit, so I sings a few words out loud. Would you believe they eased off a bit more? I get to the chorus, so I belt it out a little louder, and lo and behold, I hear the muffled sounds of cowboy harmonizing from under that pile of moss. Needless to say, the enchantress didn't like this very much, and she attempted to fill my mouth with blackberries, but joke's on her, because I love me some blackberries, especially in a warm cobbler with some vanilla ice cream on top. Mmm, boy. Sorry, got off track. But you know who else liked our singing? The rest of them gypsies. They picked up and get to playing their instruments and singing along, and before you know it, they was having a good old-fashioned log jam. No matter how hard she tried, that voodoo hoodoo couldn't get them weeds back under her control. They was just swaying and dancing to the music as only enchanted greenery could do. When she realized she was beaten, she tried to get away by riding off on a bicycle, but she didn't get very far. Terrain around there was too bumpy. We was going to cut her off at the pass, but when we finally found her, she was half engulfed in a creepy-looking weeping willow. A second later, and it swallowed her clean up. Not a patchwork trace left. Suppose those plants don't like being pawns any more than people do. Well, that's about it for that adventure. The other gypsies moved on, and I can go back to resting easy. Good to know that nature has a way of righting itself sometimes. Now listen, we got us a fantastic lineup of great guests coming at you this season. I think you're really going to like them. We're even going to try to do a live recording on location with an audience and such. But to make that happen and to keep this thing going, we need your help. It seems kind of silly, a superhero asking folks for help, but that's just the way it is. Don't tune me out just yet. We ain't asking for your money. This ain't a charity. We just want y'all to spread the word. Tell your friends. Share the links on your social network. Give us a few stars on your podcast app. Write us a review, send us some feedback, send us some fan art. Just engage. Otherwise, I'm going to have to find another hobby. It won't be nearly as entertaining as this. So keep listening, and be sure to join us next time when we interview more unsung heroes and unrepentant villains.
This year's been a Monumental Flounder production, written and produced by Andrew Chandler. Red Mullet, Cowboy, and even me, Pawpaw Lonnie, were created by Jay Chu. For more Red Mullet content, go to andrewchandler.net.